deserves a better class of sports radio. And we're going to give it to him.
This is Talk Sports with John Reed and Cody McClure.
Leave one wolf alive and the sheep are never safe.
Back in the booth, back on the airwaves, coming at you live from the Truly Hard Seltzer Studios, John Reed, Cody McClure, Hayden Wallen, as we get ready to talk sports and other things for the next 3 hours. You can watch along on Periscope if you want to see what we're wearing today, see our outfits of the day, see our beautiful faces, or you can listen where you're listening now, 105.7 FM, 1340, the Fan Run app. How are we today? Thumbs up from Hayden. He's a quick learner. Cody, how are you?
Doing good, John. Good to be here. Good to be anywhere. Friday show. You mentioned people might want to check out what we're wearing on the Periscope.
Yeah.
I'd like to give a little teaser. I'm rocking a little red on orange combo today.
Okay.
The two colors that don't go together no matter what you do. So you'll be happy to see that. I stand out on the Periscope. I'll even unzip a little for you. Orange on red. Really, really nice dulcet tones.
You look good.
I wouldn't go that far.
No, I wouldn't either. I was just trying to gas you up.
Yeah, well, I knew it wasn't authentic.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry for patronizing you.
So how are you doing today?
I'm okay.
Yeah?
I'm all right.
It's good to hear. It's
Thank
nice,
you.
Nice to have Hayden in here with us today. He's finally gets to be on the big show.
Congratulations to Hayden. You have finally made it. Round of applause for him. I enjoyed the NBA being back last night. I don't know if you saw. Ice Trey dropped 50 last night on Jimmy Butler and Andre Iguodala's head. That was cool. I enjoyed that.
Uh-huh.
Our own Cam Black was down in Atlanta getting to watch that game. Get to see Trey Young's first 50-point game. That was cool. I enjoyed that. We had Josh Richardson and Tobias play another big game on TNT. We had Russell Westbrook getting ready to fight the entire Warriors team. It was a nice night of hoops. I'm excited for the weekend. I'm excited for Tennessee-Auburn. I'm excited for the boxing match. Maybe we'll power rank our things of the weekend coming up. I don't know. Maybe that could be a new Friday segment.
It is boxing weekend, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's what the... That's what people were telling me yesterday.
Well, wait, boxing weekend in terms of the fraternities and stuff?
Yeah, it's boxing weekend at UT.
Well, that's not what I was talking about. I was talking about Wilder and Fury.
Oh, so it is boxing weekend.
Yeah, but is it actually like boxing weekend over on campus too?
It is, yeah. There's
they're still doing that after that one guy died?
Yeah, that kid died a couple years ago, but they
got
a lot more
since then?
Well, they got more regulations now.
What are the regulations? They make them wear helmets now?
I don't know.
Do they always wear helmets? I've never been to a boxing weekend.
They can't bring alcohol in. The ticket prices have gone up. It's, you know, they don't do it at they don't do anything at Fiji anymore. It's over.
Do they make them go through like a pre-fight physical now? Like, have we gotten that to that point?
I don't know.
We gotta make sure you're physically able to fight.
I heard things.
Make sure there's no cocaine in the system before the fight.
Okay, so you're going to say it okay.
I'm just asking. Like, I don't know if that's what happened, but I knew something was wrong when somebody dies in a boxing
That's what
boxing
I heard, that kid had cocaine.
I don't know that. That wasn't me speculating. That was just me, you know, feel like if you're going to have an athletic event, you need to make sure everyone's good to go.
Yeah. I mean, your heart rate would be up a lot, I would think, boxing.
Yeah.
I would think doing
you're sweating,
you're before boxing would be a bad idea.
The adrenaline's also going through. You're fighting in front of a bunch of people. I imagine there's a bunch of sorority girls there, so you don't want to look like a loser. Like, it's the biggest fight of your life just from the jump there. Like,
yep.
The last thing you need is extra stimulants. I don't know what happened. I wasn't saying that. I had never heard that, but I think we could all kind of assume that that was a possibility whenever this happened a couple years ago.
You had never heard that? You just automatically said it?
Yeah, no, I've never heard that. Who do I talk to that's in fraternities over at UT?
I don't know,
these days?
But that's essentially what happened.
Again,
allegedly.
That seems like common sense to me.
So it's just interesting that you said you'd never heard that, but you automatically knew Coke in the system.
Big brain. Yeah, well, no, I was even saying that that's what happened last time. I was saying that I didn't know if they had maybe put in new safeguards just for previous fights. You said they had new safeguards.
Yeah.
That one makes sense to me, regardless, like, of what happened in the past. Like, if you have a bunch of kids out on campus, like I said, hopped up on adrenaline and fighting, and the boxing's a big workout, the last thing you need is their heart exploding.
Yeah. Well, it used to be a big thing. Like, people would – I remember when I was in college, people would come from out of town for it.
Did you ever go?
You know,
have you been?
Yeah.
I've never been. Hayden, I guess you're a freshman?
Yeah, I have tickets to go either tonight or tomorrow. I don't know if I'm going to go. It's pretty far off campus now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
It's over off Magnolia Avenue. It's like 10 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah, it's off the zoo exit, right?
Gotcha.
Yeah, it's over there by they got the big gym thing, you know, whatever, the Golds or whatever.
Okay.
Or not? It's not Golds, it's something else. Golden Glove whatever.
It's not just frats now. It's like anybody who wants to fight now can do
it. Oh, really?
Yeah, that's what they changed.
Any students?
Yeah, any students.
Or just like anybody that just wants to fight?
I think it's any students, college age, I guess. You couldn't really tell.
I like to think that there's some like guy that's gotten out of the military that's like 27 years old. Like,
just wants to beat the hell out of
some people. Like, that he's just been training and waiting for his moment. Like, he boxed in the Marines when he was there. Like, he was their guy, and now he's just been waiting for his college moment to shine, and he's about to knock out everybody.
He rushed to be an ATO in college, and they didn't let him in, so he joined the Marines, and now he's out of the Marines, and he's coming for vengeance.
Better yet, he didn't try to rush when he was younger. They wouldn't let him into college, and the frat guys from his hometown used to make fun of him, so then he went to the Marines as he trained for 10 years, not to go fight for our freedom, but for this moment of revenge, and he has since gone to college on the
GI Bill.
The GI Bill, yeah. And now he has been waiting, and he will have his revenge. You know what? I've talked myself into going. I'm going to go check out boxing weekend just on the off chance that there is a former Marine there with an axe to grind.
It's pretty entertaining. Or it used to be. I don't know if it still is.
Do they do tournaments, or is it just one fight each? Do we go until like the...
It's just a lot of different guys fighting.
So like it's not like you win in advance. I guess it'd be hard to have multiple fights in one night, so...
Yeah, I think they set it up to where like the worst fights are on Thursday, and it just like gets progressively like better until Saturday night.
Yeah, they have multiple fights though on each night though.
Yeah,
it goes Thursday, Friday, Saturday, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There was one last night.
But if you win Thursday, you don't fight Friday, or
I think that would be hard to do.
That's what I'm saying. So like, I didn't know. Okay, so basically they have an idea of who the best fights are, or at least the fights that people want to see.
Yeah, on paper, I guess.
Okay,
it would be cool to get if we could have done like in advance, like done like a promo thing with the station, you know. We could have gone and done like a tag team, fought a couple of guys.
I don't really want to get in there and box.
I think it'd be pretty cool.
What if we lost?
We wouldn't lose.
Boxing?
You and me boxing a couple of
frat
guys.
There's no tag teams in boxing.
I know, but we could have done.
We have like
I'm
a tornado
sure
tag
do.
Match.
They might do something.
In there?
They might do something like that.
I don't think they're just putting out random frat guy to fight. I think they have found the best fighter in the frat, and he is in there. And I would assume they have been making him train. And hell, I don't know. I feel like back in my day, that frats used to just let one guy in that they normally wouldn't let in because he could box. And they've just had him trained all year to go out and fight. I don't know. I feel like that's what I would do if I was in a fraternity.
I just know they're changing the rules. I feel like we missed an opportunity.
I'd go hang out on the ag campus and be like, hey, Bubba, we usually don't let guys like you in, but you look like you got strong forearms and shoulders. You want to come in and fight for our frat?
Well, I guess I'll be in your frat.
Well, waive your dues. I don't want to go fight Bubba.
I just think we missed a good promo opportunity with the station.
I mean, maybe we could have tried to get in there and me and you box or something.
It really is a big deal. Or I don't know if it still is, but it used to be. Like, people would come in from out of town.
No, I know it was. It was always a big weekend.
Big event.
It was always a big weekend when I was in school. I just never went.
Well, I think it happens to be.
Hot. I can't imagine a boxing gym. I imagine it was always hot in there. I was like, I'll just meet people out at the bar if you guys want to go out afterwards or something. Like, I'm good.
Yeah. I think it's going to be a pretty busy weekend with that, and plus the big boxing fight tomorrow.
Well, I don't know if people are going to really care about that in Knoxville. I don't know. I'd say they care about boxing weekend at UT more than they care about Wilder and Fury, but
I don't know.
I'm going to try to find somewhere to watch it tomorrow.
Well, yeah, I think Jason Aldean's going to be here tomorrow night too.
Okay.
I think there's a country concert down at the arena, so there'll be a lot of rowdy drinking going on, I imagine.
I think whoever wins boxing weekend has to go fight some people from the Jason Aldean concert at the Cotton Eye Joe on Saturday night.
Maybe Jason Aldean. I'd like to see Jason Aldean in the ring, just getting beat up.
Winner of the boxing weekend, if you win your fight, you have to go to the Cotton Eye Joe Saturday night and wait for the Jason Aldean concert people to spill in.
Has there ever been a worse performing artist
than Jason Aldean?
Yeah.
I've never seen him perform, have you?
No, I just mean...
Well, what do you mean?
I just mean a worse artist.
I've heard
artist.
People say he's good in concert.
I just mean his music, just the worst artist you ever seen.
Yeah, there's worse.
You think so?
I don't like Jason Aldean by any means, but there's worse. He's got a couple songs.
Ride on my big green tractor. I mean, come on. Big green tractor?
Nah, I don't know.
Well,
really
that's
like
your
that
top hit. I mean, come on.
Is that his top hit?
I don't know. It's got to be one of them. He had, He had a couple. I like the one song where he's talking about being on the plane with the old guy.
Is that the Flyover States? Is it that one or no?
No. Well, I can't remember.
Yeah, yeah.
She's country. Isn't that another one?
I kind of like Flyover States. Just talking about no one really cares about the middle of the farmland and stuff. And
yeah.
There's a lot of stuff going on in the Flyover States. I would assume that's the one he's talking about on a plane with an old man, but I don't really know.
Maybe I'm thinking of a different artist. It was one of those country songs in the 2010.
I just know all my real redneck friends from back home hated Jason Aldean at first because they all loved this guy called Brantley Gilbert who would write all of Jason, and then Jason Aldean would sell them to Jason Aldean, and then Jason Aldean would be singing his songs like that's Brantley Gilbert,
Dirt Road Anthem.
Yeah, well, that's Brantley Gilbert.
Oh my God, yeah, you remember that one?
Well, yeah, like I said, that's what I just talked about. Like all my redneck. I would even call them friends in high school. They're big Brantley Gilbert fans.
What was that? Laid back, swerving like I'm George Jones. Yeah, let's promote drunk driving, Jason. Yeah. That's great.
Yeah.
That's great.
Sad.
Laid back, swerving like I'm George Jones.
I just think there's worse performers.
Come on.
Al Dean, he's probably at the top of the bro country list of guys I'll give a pass.
I guess he's at least got the longevity, I guess. He's been doing it since, like,
high school.
2009, so
like,
something like that.
Okay, I was going to say, like, 7 or 8, but maybe.
He was big when I was in high school. Yeah. She's Country came out. All the girls, all the rural Arkansas girls loved that song.
Yeah. Would turn up the cornfield party for sure.
You know, he was in...
play a lot of Jason Aldean at bonfires.
He was in that, you remember that Vegas shooting, too. He was the guy that was performing. The mass shooting, you remember that one? I think that was the highest death toll so far of any of the mass shootings. Somehow they missed him.
That feels like it's in poor taste.
Well, yeah, maybe. But, you know.
All right, we're off and running. We'll come back with the story of the day coming up next. Stick with us. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. All right, Cody, I'll give you some time to think. What is the story of the weekend as we get set on Friday, February 21st?
Well, seeing as how the weekend isn't here yet, it's hard to know what the story will be. Is this the thing you want me to predict coming out of the weekend?
No. Just
the headlines?
Yeah, just today. Just basically, what's the story of the day today?
Today? Story of the day?
Yeah.
In sports?
Yes.
Oh, boy. That's a tough one.
Okay.
All the headlines I'm seeing are about this fight. I mean, Wilder Fury. Apparently, they were banned from the face-off after the weigh-in. I guess they're trying to drum up some interest in the fight.
I don't feel like they have bad blood, but maybe they do. I mean, they're both undefeated. Their last fight, Tyson Fury feels like he won, but it was called a draw. But I don't know where the bad beef would come from. Tyson Fury has promised to knock out Wilder, which I don't know what that really does for me. You know what I mean? Like he's going to try to knock him out. That's nice. If he promises he's knocking him out, do I get my money back if he doesn't? That would be a promotion. How about that? If Tyson Fury is like, you know what? If I don't knock him out, my cut of the pay-per-views, I'm giving back to the people.
That would be a good way to get some people interested.
That would get me into it if both of them said it. Because, I mean, they're both knockout punchers, but just to come in and say, hey, I'm knocking this guy out.
So, I mean, this fight will be – I mean, where does this resonate for just –
These are the two best heavyweights.
Yeah. Has this been like a long time coming kind of thing? I mean, because if it has, I must have missed the promotion.
They announced a rematch probably 4 or 5 months ago. I mean, I guess like – I guess it'd be – I'm going to say football was going on. So like September, I guess. Fury, I guess, won his fight, and they announced the rematch.
But it's not like some huge
these are the
fight,
two.
Right?
These are two of the three biggest heavyweights. I mean, Anthony Joshua is the third, and he lost to Andy Ruiz, so we don't really take him as serious anymore. But, no, I mean, like, these are both really good heavyweights, and we've been lacking good heavyweights for a long time, you know, since
Mike Tyson.
You know, I was going to say Lennox Lewis was fine after Tyson, but, yeah, I mean, like, you know, That 3 or 4 years after Tyson,
well,
we haven't had good heavyweights since like 2002, 2003.
I don't understand why heavyweight boxing was such a big deal and then it just became not a big deal.
I don't know either. I don't know if it was because just the lack of fighters And people are like, you know what? This getting hit in the head thing is a lot tougher than it is rewarding. Let's go into something different. Like, if you're a top of the line boxer, obviously you make a lot of money, right? Floyd Mayweather is at the top of everyone's, you know, highest paid list.
Mm-hmm.
But if you are just a heavyweight boxer that's not very good, or, you know, the middle of the road, you're getting hit in the head constantly by 250, 270 pound people, and you're not making enough money to justify that.
I just know, like, in the HBO days, like in the 90s, people talked about it like it was the biggest thing in sports, almost. I mean, it was huge.
Well, that's why people care about this guy, Deontay Wilder, though, because he is probably the greatest heavyweight American boxer since Tyson. I mean, that's not saying much, but we just haven't had any. You know, the Klitschko brothers started dominating the heavyweight sport, and they wouldn't fight each other because they had made a promise to their mother, so we never got the two best boxers fighting. And, you know, the Klitschkos were fighting over in Serbia and Russia and all throughout Europe and not really fighting in the States because they didn't really have any appeal over here. So now you have Tyson Fury, who comes from a similar cut as Floyd Mayweather and Conor McGregor. He's a talker. He knows how to talk. He knows how to sell. He had a little run with the WWE for SummerSlam, I believe it was, 4 or 5 months ago, trying to drum up his star potential. And he went in there, could cut promos, and has a little personality. And then you have Deontay Wilder, who's constantly talking about killing people in the ring. And like I said, is the best American heavyweight of the last 15 years. He's from Alabama. I want to say he, like, had some type of tie, or maybe not. Maybe I've missed. He's talked about he's an Alabama football fan and Saban, like, joked around about and stuff like that. But I don't think he was, like, ever on the team. But he is an American, a Southern American, who chose boxing over a football career. And I don't know how good his football career would have been. I don't think he would have been a professional or anything. But he got into boxing instead.
Mm-hmm. So he's going to be the favorite in this fight, I guess.
It's basically even money.
Really. The one thing I do like about boxing is the guys don't have the cauliflower ear like the MMA guys do.
That is nice.
They have fairly normal-looking ears, so I can look at a boxer and not be disgusted when I see him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I do like a good boxing match. You know, when it's on, I'll watch it. But I feel like the hype hasn't really been here for this. Like, you remember, like, Mayweather-Pacquiao, the hype. Like, I ended up renting the thing just because they convinced me to.
Sure.
I just feel like the hype is not as good anymore. We need more hype. We need more promotion leading up to these things. I mean, are there going to be a lot of casual people gathered around the TV Saturday?
No, probably not. But I got to be honest, man. Like, I prefer the build-up we've had here rather than trying to manufacture something. I got to be honest. Like, I don't need them out there taking shots at each other and trying to drum up some vitriol between the two, and there's not really anything there. Like, they both just are good fighters that want to fight.
Well, I kind of feel like that's what they're doing, though, with them not being in the face-off.
Sure,
right?
But I'd rather them just not do a face-off rather than them get there and pretend like they're going to push each other like they've done in the past. Not these two boxers, but boxers and fighters in the past where they get there and they shove each other and they have to get pulled back away from each other, and you're like, oh, man, these guys really want to kill each other. I would appreciate them not insulting my intelligence more and just saying, yeah, we're not doing a face-off.
Well, that's fine if you can see past it, but, you know, I think the average person likes that kind of thing.
It is weird that we haven't. I mean, is America done with boxing? Would that be the bigger takeaway? Is America just done with heavyweight boxing?
Apparently not. I mean, if this is still going on.
Well, I know, but I'm talking about the casuals.
Well, I mean, that's
the youths of the world. Hey, didn't you care at all about this fight? Did you even know there was a fight happening this weekend? Are you in on Wilder Joshua? Or not Wilder Joshua, excuse me. Wilder Fury?
Yeah, I watched some of the first fight. I mean, it's definitely one of the better matchups we've had in a while.
These are two big guys that can actually fighting each other. Like, it's not like one guy's taking care of a lemon and to boost his record. These are two guys who could fight. But so you care on a scale of 1 to 20, where are you at on this weekend? Like a
probably like a 12. But, I mean, it's just expensive.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it's going to be tough to watch. That turns people off too. It's you have to do the old legal stream.
What would you say on a scale of 100?
63.
Okay. Doesn't quite check out, does it?
So are you in on this?
Yeah, I'm in. If somebody, you know, wants to
have a fight party.
Yeah, I mean,
could I have a fight party? Would you come if I had a fight party?
No,
no, okay.
No, I was gonna say if somebody would like send me a link or something.
Oh, I wouldn't require.
I don't want to gather with a bunch of cavemen watching boxing. I mean,
I don't. Do you think I run in circles with cavemen?
No, but when you say you're having a boxing party, that's gonna attract a lot of. You know,
you think I'm just opening my house to everyone and like everyone I can find?
You're gonna have some real smooth brains trying to slip through the cracks.
You think I just run in a circle of smooth brains? Like,
no,
you,
I'm saying they'll show
and,
up.
You
though,
you and Hayden are two of the only ones in my circle.
I'm saying that when you say you're having a boxing party, you're gonna have a lot of idiots trying to show up.
Again,
boxing attracts dumb people.
Again, we're not just opening the doors to anyone.
But they're gonna try.
It's fine. You're not invited anymore. Forget it.
Well, that's a shame.
Forget it.
You and the rest of the Neanderthals can enjoy your boxing.
And what are you going to be doing?
Something classy.
Much more evolved.
Yeah.
The Neanderthals will watch people punch each other in the face. Classy, sophisticated, evolved. Cody,
I'll be playing some jazz music.
We'll be sitting at home with his guitar playing some jazz.
Sipping wine.
Listening to Beethoven, trying to create guitar riffs to go along with Beethoven.
Oh, yes. Classic. Classic riff there from Mozart.
Fair enough.
No, I mean, I would like to watch it. I'd like to go to a place like, is there anywhere you can go besides like a Buffalo Wild Wings? Because I don't want to go there. But that seems like the only place you can gather for a thing like this. Unless you're going to a house party again, you know. But are you actually going
to
rent it?
I don't know. I want to watch it. But I don't want to have to go to like a bar. I don't want to go to a bar. And I don't even know if bars have fight parties anymore. I know they do for UFC every now and then, but I definitely don't go to there. I definitely don't go to those places. You know, I don't want to go like to a UFC watch party out of bars. That's the type of crowd that I don't need to be at. A lot of cauliflower ear over at the UFC watch parties. I don't need to be there.
Yeah.
They look at me, they're like, oh, your ears are fine.
Yeah.
This guy's soft.
Let me rough those up for you.
Next thing I know, I'm a target. So I even know if bars do boxing anymore. So, you know, either I find an illegal stream, which I usually don't do because I'm A, dumb, and B, not a thief. I try to just pay for things, usually, if I support them.
Why not save money?
I don't want to get, like, a virus on my computer.
Were you one of the music guys in the mid-2000s?
No, I was illegally like, downloading music.
You did, like, LimeWire?
Yeah, but even now, like, if there's an artist I like, I will sometimes buy his album off of iTunes.
Yeah.
Or go to the store. I can't really go to the store too much anymore. But
you do that instead of just Spotify?
Sometimes.
To support the artist?
Sometimes.
That's very brave of you.
Like, especially if they're offering, like, well, sometimes they'll be like, hey, you can get it 3 or 4 days early before Spotify if you buy it. And I'm like, okay, I'll buy it.
Well, I've heard they don't really make any money on the, like, streaming services.
They don't.
So.
And they really don't make that much money off the albums anymore either, but it's more like if an artist I like is nearby, I do try to go see them in concert. That's where the real money's at.
Yeah. Yeah, touring.
I could just stay at home and YouTube them, I guess. But I try to go out and give people I like money.
It's good to see things live anyway. You know, that's always preferable. Big live guy.
Yeah. So, like, I pay for ESPN Plus. I'll stream the stuff there. I bought the League Pass, I bought NBA League Pass, even though you can find illegal like Reddit streams every night. But I was just like, I'll just pay for it. That way I can conveniently have it on my phone to watch and not have to worry about viruses and
malware.
I can easily turn on my TV if I need to. So I do still try to support the things I like.
So is the fight going to be on, I mean, how can you view the fight? Is it on one of these streaming services?
I think it's on HBO and ESPN Plus.
Yeah, I don't. The undercard will be on ESPN Plus, but they won't show the fight on ESPN Plus.
Okay,
you'll have to pay over the top, like a $40 or $50, $60.
Yeah, that's fine. You get cheaper for on ESPN.
Yeah,
you
might get a little bit cheaper.
Yeah.
Okay. So if you have HBO, you can watch the fight.
No, you can watch it. You can watch it. They'll show it for free if you have HBO, like 2 days later, like on Tuesday. But you still have to pay over the top. It's just presented by HBO, and we'll have they'll have some pre-fight stuff, and then they'll have the HBO cameras and HBO announced team and stuff there.
Yeah, sounds complicated.
Okay. Well, I didn't expect you to say boxing was a story of the weekend, but really I just don't think you had a story of the weekend and just found something that was on the front page of ESPN.
There's not a lot going on.
Okay, fair enough. We'll come back on the other side. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. Damn, All right, let's get into this Tennessee-Auburn game then. Let's get into Tennessee-Auburn. What's your level of excitement for this game? Because it's a Saturday at noon. Sure, you have Baylor versus Kansas at noon, kind of, you know, taking some interest or taking some eyeballs away from it nationally. But locally, start your Saturday off, boom, here's the game. What's your level of interest of that game, Cody, on a scale of 1 to 30?
One.
Really? Even your boy Bruce?
Look, I don't like being the negative guy.
You are constantly the negative guy.
It's not my cup of tea. I don't like being that guy. I don't like being, look, I hate to tell you what's going to happen, but we're going to go down and we're going to get pummeled.
Okay.
It's going to happen. They look bad right now, and they need a bounce back, and who better to bounce back against than us?
I would have said Georgia or Missouri probably would be a better bounce back opponent. But
those games were on the road.
They were.
They're coming back home.
They are?
They got a fire in their belly, I'm assuming.
Okay.
As the old Jerry Falwell would say.
But you're like, I didn't ask like what you thought the chances were we'd win. But the idea of getting beat just does nothing for you. Well, like, you're just like, I'm not going to watch. We're going to get beat.
I mean, look.
We're not winning this game. I don't want to see it.
That lowers my excitement level, yes. But, I mean, I'll be tuned in at the start of the game.
Okay.
I just think that they're going to be up on us pretty big. And it's going to be one of those days. It's just like, yeah, this is ugly, you know. But, I mean, I'll be there watching. So I don't know what I would – I don't know what the appropriate answer would be for my excitement level. I'm not excited because I think we're going to get beat down.
Okay.
But it is a big opportunity game. I understand that. Like, if for some reason we did go down there and win, it would be huge.
Okay.
I just think it's really, really unlikely. I think that Pearl outcoaches Barnes when Barnes has superior talent. Now Barnes has inferior talent. I don't see it being good.
All right, Hayden, let's go with you. Hayden, where are you at on this game? Scale of 1 to 35.
I'm probably going to be in the middle again, probably 18.
Okay.
But it just depends on, is the Okoro going to play?
I haven't seen any updates on him. He was questionable for the Georgia game. He traveled, which means I think he's close. But in hindsight, since he didn't play, I bet Auburn wishes they didn't let him travel and just let him stay home and rest up. But I haven't seen an official update there. We'll see if we can figure that out by 3 o'clock. But I would imagine with a hamstring, Hayden, even if they're saying he's going to play, it's still not going to be 100% because, you know, hamstrings are fickle that way. So I'd imagine it'll be a game-time decision either way.
Scale of 70, Hayden.
35.
Still not adding up.
But, so you're right there, smack dab in the middle. I'll take it. I'm actually pretty excited for the game. I'm actually pretty excited. On a scale of 1 to 40, I'd be like a 29.
What about a scale of 100?
I would be a 84, probably.
29 out of 40, 84 out of 100?
Yep.
That checks out.
Yep.
That checks out. So you're pretty excited then.
Yeah, I mean, in large part because it's at noon. Like, if it was a Saturday night and you're asking me to, like, stay in on Saturday night, my excitement level would go a little bit down. But I like it that it's at noon, first thing of the day, boom. It's a huge opportunity for Tennessee. I have stayed with the boys. I have stayed with the boys just hoping that they could get together and have a little run and be playing meaningful basketball in March. There's still a chance that they're going to be playing meaningful basketball. There's still a chance that Tennessee can make the tournament. And a win on Saturday gets Tennessee smack dab back on the bubble.
Yeah, that's true. We both have stayed with them through this whole time.
Through thick and thin. And this show has rode with them. One of us more so than the other.
We've not checked out on them.
It's definitely not the guy who said 1 out of 30.
I didn't really mean that. I don't know how to answer that question this week. I'm excited about the opportunity, I guess.
Are you going to be champing at the bit at 11:45? You're like, noon at Auburn, a struggling Auburn team, a Tennessee team that's hungry for a win. I remember this story from a couple years ago. What? Let's go and get a win.
What time?
Noon, 11 Central.
On Saturday?
On Saturday.
I imagine I'll be champing on a sausage McMuffin around that time.
I would say you'd still be champing on your little blankie. As you're laying in bed asleep.
Champing on my blankie.
I'd say you'd be champing at your little blankie.
I do not sleep until noon.
You are up by 11:35 for sure.
I'm usually up around 10 on Saturdays.
Okay.
I get up around 10.
You get up at 10? You're not going to be eating your sausage McMuffin until noon or 11:45?
Somewhere between 10 and noon, I'll
when
be
When I get up
this.
On Saturday, the first thing I do is I get up and I go get some food.
Do you? You go straight for breakfast?
Yeah, but I usually do sleep in on Saturdays. I sleep in pretty late on Saturdays.
You go Hardee's?
No. Nope.
Typically?
No. Nope.
Mickey D's?
Not since they're no longer a sponsor. I've boycotted Hardee's.
They do have a good biscuit
it
gravy.
It is better to have loved and lost than never loved at all, sure.
I do miss Hardee's.
Giving me money and then taking your money away creates an enemy.
Oh.
There's just no Hardee's close by to where I live. There's a McDonald's right on campus. I live like 5 minutes
You go to that
campus.
Campus McDonald's?
Yeah.
I,
or sometimes I'll take the left and I'll go down Beard and go to Chick-fil-A, but
yeah.
Usually on Saturdays I'll go with McDonald's. Although sometimes I go to Chick-fil-A, that way I can get McDonald's on Sunday on the way to church. If I go to church down in Sweetwater. Can't get Chick-fil-A on Sundays, you know?
Yeah. Do you go to church pretty often?
No.
Yeah.
But I go down and try to see my dad, and he likes going to church. But
right.
During football season, I didn't really go any just because, A, I was tired from Saturday football, but also I wanted to be back to watch the Titans at 1, so I very rarely went on Sundays.
Hard to work God in there when the Titans are kicking off at 1.
Followed by like a late voluntary reaction on Saturday. It's just like, man, big God, he'll understand, right?
Yeah, I mean, he's watching the Titans too, you know, so.
He gets it.
Yeah. Do you enjoy the experience of church when you go? Like, do you like it?
Depends.
Yeah.
I usually do like it, though. It's a calming effect. I like being around my family. A little nostalgia mixed in because I've gone to the same church my whole life. I mean, mixed in with different places when I've lived different places, but I've always had this home church. You know what I mean? Like, this is the church I've always belonged to, been baptized there, family's gone to my whole life. So, like, you know, when I was a week old or whatever, my parents took me to that church. So, like, I've been going there my whole life. So, I appreciate the nostalgia of that. I like hearing the old Southern hymns.
I like that, too. I like the singing.
Every now and then, my old country preacher will say something that's really anti-2020, and I cringe a little bit. I cringe a little bit. Sometimes I get going about
it's right
how,
out of the book.
I know.
And then, God made Adam and Eve.
Yeah, well, not so much that.
Not Adam
not so
and
much
Steve.
That. It's just sometimes the references of what's going on, like current day, will give a spin on that. And I'm just like, it seems a little cringy.
There's not a lot of Southern Baptist churches that are left wing. Have you ever noticed that?
I don't need him to be left wing. I don't need him to be left wing. It's just. I get a little, feel a little weird when he starts putting down women's rights to do things whenever I'm sitting next to women. I'm just like, oh,
God. God said.
Yeah.
Women ought to be in the kitchen.
Basically.
I mean, I've been to these sermons. Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
So, you know, for the most part, though, it's still enjoyable. Like I said, I do enjoy the hymnals. I like the old school. I've gone to contemporary churches where they've tried to spice it up and bring
got,
in
got
the,
a little band
the
up
modern
there.
Feel to the gospel. I don't like that. I like the old. Let the preacher's wife belt out the first couple words to Amazing Grace and let her bring us home.
If you're going to bring an electric guitar, that doesn't go together well.
It's called Nothing But the Blood of Jesus, not Nothing But the Blood of Jesus and his electric guitar and three-piece band. No thanks.
Yeah. Let's keep it acoustic in the church rooms, okay?
Yeah.
If I want an electric guitar, I'll go see a band in a bar.
Yeah.
Jesus was not an electric man. But... I did always enjoy the singing.
Yeah.
I haven't been in many, many years. The thing that bothered me was the people talking to me. I just couldn't.
I'm trying to get over it, but every now and then my preacher would be like, hey, turn around, shake hands with somebody you don't normally talk to. Welcome them in, and then I got to pretend I want to talk to these people.
And you got to feel all those wrinkly old women's hands.
That's not really the problem. It's just that, like, we sat in the same place in the same pew, and usually the other people sit in the same pew, and, like, we've gone a long time without having to really talk to each other. But then you make us turn around and talk to each other. Like, oh, yeah, I know you. And, you know, it's just.
I used to shake hands with the elderly women and just pull the skin on each hand just to see how far it would stretch, just to see how many wrinkles there were. It really is gross, though, to touch all those cold, dead hands.
Hey.
Yeah. I mean, I understand.
Coronavirus, you know.
I understand it's a friendly thing. Like, it's, you know.
I'll go with the hug, though, sometimes. To the women I hug. And I'll shake. You're shaking old women's hands. You go with the old women hug.
Yeah. And all the old men, they want to give you a butterscotch candy.
I don't know.
You want a
most
butterscotch?
Old men near me, like, they don't want to be shaking hands either, so we just kind of hands in our pocket, nod at each other. Good to see you, brother. Something like that.
Yeah.
Old women, I go with one arm across the pew, pat the back. That's my move.
It's always they want to give you some kind of peppermint or something.
Sure.
No thanks, Glenn. I'm good, Glenn. I already got one from Jim. It's all good. Let's just worship the Lord.
Sure.
I do kind of miss that experience.
You can come down to church with me on a Sunday if you want. I know you're not going to, but you can come.
People would know
that you're a sinner.
If I walked in, they would know.
That's who they want at the church.
They would know.
They want the sinners at church.
Well, no, I mean, they would know I'm not taking it seriously. They'd be like, this guy's just here.
When you showed up in your sweatpants and your
That's another thing I don't like about it is you got to compare clothing every week.
You don't really have to dress up at my church. My church is very laid back.
Every church says that.
No, mine is.
But you go in there and it's all business casual.
No, not at my church. My dad will sometimes bring his cowboy hat sometimes, but
yeah,
just because he carries it around and puts it on afterwards. But no, everyone else like jeans and there's one guy's jeans and t-shirt. And don't get me wrong, there's one guy in the row ahead of us or the aisle, the pew ahead of us. He wears a full suit. Like, he's in there wearing a full suit, but he is an outlier. He's new to the church. He's in there. He wants to feel comfortable praising the Lord. He feels like he has to dress up. That's fine. But the other people in my row, somebody will have, khakis and, a polo on, sure, but then other people have just jeans and a polo on.
Yeah, but there's not a single guy in gym shorts.
No, but there have been sweatpants before.
Are you sure?
Yeah, there have been sweatpants before. Just come as you are. Praise the Lord.
That's
Lord
what they
everybody.
All say, and then they all judge you.
Now, I'm not saying the people in the sweatpants didn't get judged. I wasn't saying that.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, just old people like to judge.
Well,
that's just the thing.
Well,
you're going to get judged anywhere
you
go. Well,
they go in there. I mean, is that not a little hypocritical? They tell you all about how you're not to be judged. Let God do the judging. And then they're like, whoa, Adidas? He couldn't even wear Nike sweatpants?
I know.
I mean, come on.
I don't necessarily disagree. I think the church has some problems with hypocrisy. I do.
And that offering plate they send around?
They make sure to get the offering plate around. The only time I really cringe about the offering plate is when they've done the service and then they've forgotten to take the offering and then they take the offering up right at the end of the service.
Yeah.
That's when I get mad. I'm like, oh, we just said the prayer. Let's get out of here.
Don't forget to pay us.
And then it's like, hey, we need some money for the lights, but it's no big deal.
What's the appropriate amount to put in the offering plate?
10% is what people say. That's what the Bible says.
Put counterfeit money in there.
That seems counterproductive. I would just rather not put any money
in there.
That's
how you get rid of counterfeit money. Put it in the collection plate.
Yeah. Get the poor bank teller arrested for counterfeit money.
Yeah.
I would say it would be a good you're not really washing it in that way. You're just getting rid of it. I guess you would keep your appearance up with your people at church. And you're not keeping your appearance up with the Lord. He knows it's counterfeit.
I do miss some things about the church.
Well, feel free to come. Do you miss mainly, Bruce Pearl?
Mainly I miss the my grandma's roast.
Yeah.
Her pot roast.
Your grandma afterwards?
After the
Look
church.
Look at the
service.
Shoes Granny's got on. What are you wearing?
What are those?
What are those, Granny?
No, I meant her.
We call
her,
those the World War IIs.
I meant her pot roast. We weren't a fried chicken family. We were a pot roast family.
Okay.
Which I always kind of wished we were a fried chicken family, but.
Your granny's making a pot roast every Saturday night?
The Sunday roast. That was that was her thing.
Is this the one who's still alive, turning 80 soon?
They're both alive.
Okay.
Grandmas are going strong.
Lucky.
Yeah. I'm out of grandpas, though. Me too. I still got a step-grandpa.
I lost him, too.
Yeah.
I've had three go down.
I got a step-grandpa. He's got a lot of stories.
All three grandpas have gone down.
He used to have mob connections.
As in, he just gambled illegally, and the bookie was in the mob, and he had to go pay him
no,
and that was his connection?
No,
or
it was like...
Was he the enforcer for the mob? Like,
no,
what?
He's one of these old guys that's got some stories. You know old guys like that.
Did he used to was he just like a union worker and the mob people would come take the union dues from him?
No, he was a fireman is what he did, but he had a lot of other side hustles, other things going on. You know those old guys I'm talking about that just times were different and
sure.
they just have stories.
Yeah.
They have very interesting stories.
Speaking of the mob, Bruce Pearl... You're rooting for him? You're rooting against him? Where's your allegiances, Cody, on Saturday? Because you've remained one of the people in the camp of bring back Bruce.
I have not uttered the words bring back Bruce.
You've been thinking it.
Since
you take your pot shots.
Since about 2015.
You were just talking about it last week.
I'm just saying I think he's a good coach.
Yeah.
I mean, I got no...
So you don't view him as the enemy? You're not going to view him as the enemy on
Saturday?
Well,
on Saturday I will because Tennessee is more important to me than...
Good answer.
...than Bruce Pearl.
Yes, good answer. This team at Auburn, they... obviously they lost their playmakers last year. They lost Harper. They lost Brown. They're gone. Who was the big man they lost that tore his knee up? What was his name?
Chuma Okeke.
Yeah, Okeke is what I was going to say. Okeke. Okeke's gone. A lot of what took that team to the Final Four no longer there. For the first, 24 games of the year, it didn't look like it really mattered. Now they are on a little bit of a struggle. But this Auburn team still tries to shoot a bunch of three-pointers, and they're not hitting as many this year. This year's group still tries to play like last year's, but really you just have to hope that they don't get hot, and they've been really cold for most of the year. Now, does that mean that they're going to be cold against Tennessee? No, and in fact, quite many people have said they're definitely going to catch fire against Tennessee. You know what's going to happen to Tennessee. They're going to shoot 50% and run us out of the gym because we kind of have a loser mentality when it comes to stuff like that. All three of Auburn's losses have seen the Tigers shoot 25% or worse from three. And when you average nearly 27 attempts from three per game, that is a lot of misses. 75% of 27 is what, Cody?
What's that?
75% of 27 is what?
75% of 27, John,
yes,
would be roughly 18. Nine times? Hang on.
No.
No. It'd be about 22?
No.
21, maybe? Somewhere in there.
21's close. 20, yeah. 20 and a decimal.
I was 20, nine 21. Times three.
Right, because, if it was 28 attemps and you hit 75, it'd be 28, 27.
21 so
you're
would
basically
be.
You're like a 20.6, we'll call it, 20.4, okay. Somewhere in between
that's,
there.
Yep. That sounds good.
So that's a lot of misses. And three-point misses do lead to potential fast break opportunities for the other team, especially if they're long misses and you're able to rebound. Tennessee's going to have to rebound and hope that Auburn just has one of their normal shooting nights, which this year they're shooting 30% from three. So they're shooting up a bunch of them and not making them. But just like typical Bruce Pearl teams, what do you think of when you think of Bruce Pearl teams at Tennessee? Is there something that jumps to your mind?
Bruce Pearl's teams at Tennessee?
Yeah, what kind of qualities did you feel like those teams had?
Well, they would run the floor
in
transition.
Sure.
They were typically prone to arrest.
Yep, they got in trouble a lot.
Some of them did.
Even some potential murders.
They were very talented.
Okay.
Much more talented than any players we have now.
Okay, so you haven't said anything. I mean, and now that I'm thinking through it, I thought this was going to make more sense in my head, but maybe this isn't what you should think of the Bruce Pearl teams. Hayden, let's get a couple of your
They're good at defending the inbound pass.
They were good at that. I feel like that was only for the first couple of years, though. I don't know. I feel like once we started recruiting 4 and 5 stars, they quit with the whole being good at pressing and defending the inbound.
They were good at beating Florida.
They were good at beating Florida.
Despite Florida being national championship level.
Back-to-back years, still took L's of Florida. Hayden, do you have any thoughts on Bruce Pearl teams from Tennessee?
Couldn't beat Kentucky. Clutch. Pretty clutch in big games.
Okay. I guess, Chris Lofton would be an outlier, but when I think of Bruce Pearl's teams, I do think of, scoring balance. You guys think of scoring balance?
Scoring
or no?
Balance.
Just, I feel like they had a bunch of guys who could get you 12 to 14 points. I feel like that was kind of one of the tells we had there. Am I wrong in that? In that?
10 to 15 points a night from your five starters, I'd say.
Yeah, I feel like all of your guys could score, usually. Like, Steven? No, Steven wasn't giving you 12 to 15.
He never should have been in the game. That seems to check out, yeah.
I feel like you were pretty balanced. Now, again, I know Lofton, All-American, he was your leading guy.
Him and Jawan.
But I feel like he was kind of an outlier, much like this Harper and Bryce Brown were, they're no longer there. So now it's kind of back to the Bobby Mays type of alls with Chisholm and JP, where everyone's kind of scoring their 12 to 15 points. That's kind of how this Auburn team is. Six players put up at least 7.4 points per game. Four guys average double figures. They have scoring balance. They have a leading scorer, Samir Daughtry, who leads the team at 16 points a game. But, like I said, they have a lot of depth. There's not really one guy you can hone in on. I do think that makes them dangerous, because Tennessee has had pretty good luck so far this year, at least I feel like they have in conference play, of stopping the one guy they had to stop, right? When you look at the Ole Miss game and you look at the Alabama game, Tennessee was able to stop a leading scorer.
Brian Tyree did nothing.
Yeah.
The Arkansas game.
Arkansas was the other game I've seen.
They shut down Mason.
Yeah. I said Alabama with Petty, but I feel like Petty struggled too.
Yeah, they shut him down too. Yeah, because he killed us the last two times we played, and we took care of him. So, when it's just one guy doing stuff, we've had some success.
But it does worry me that Tennessee is not going to be able to do that against Auburn, because they do have a lot of depth and a lot of quality players who can score double figures.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that probably makes it a little tougher.
The Wiley guy's a monster.
Wiley?
Yeah.
What's he do?
He's a good rebounder, and he's
okay.
He scored like 20 a few nights ago.
Like, is his last name Coyote?
His last name's Wiley.
That's his first name Coyote?
Austin Wiley.
Coyote, Wiley.
Well, I mean, Bruce has recruited well at Auburn, so like, he's got talented players there. It does matter. Maybe the biggest thing, like, and part of Auburn's recent struggles is because their potential top five pick, Isaac Okoro, is banged up. He's been hurt. And he's a top five pick based on, you know, what he kind of can do all over the court. He's the number two scorer on the team, but he also can do a lot of stuff out there. He's good at getting to the rim. He's good at finishing at the rim. Really, all he can do is get to the rim offensively. I mean, that's his strength, is he is a good slasher, a good driver. If you can keep him out of the paint, you can have a chance of stopping him. The problem is, usually with these top five picks, you can't really keep them out of the paint. Especially Tennessee, who is struggling to maybe have one defender who can shut somebody down. I know I just talked about how they've stopped the leading scorers, but I feel like that's been more of a team effort than just having one elite defender out there. I feel like it's been more team efforts. But if he can get to the rim and he gets there, Tennessee is going to really struggle there at stopping him, if he plays. He is a difference maker. He's a potential top five pick. We're waiting. See Hayden in the break. See if you can find an update on his status for the game, because I've yet to see one. See if you can dig around maybe some Auburn writers or Auburn websites to see what you can find. Hour one's in the books. We'll have some more Auburn previews sprinkled throughout the show. Hour two's on deck. We'll kick it off with headlines. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio.